All right, here we are. We are back. Rob Schuter is a very busy man, more busier than ever before. So having a few minutes with my buddy is always grateful. Rob, how are you?
Hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How are you, Garrett?
You got your hair done. I'm getting to the compliment before you get to it. Your hair is done. You're looking good. You got a nice sweater vest with
a
collar popped.
Sweater. I was on TV this morning, so I co-hosted Good Day New York with Rosanna this morning. Somebody was off sick, so they asked me if I could fill in. It's really fun when you jump into something and it's not your full-time job. So, you know, like when you have a job, it turns into not a grind, but you do it every day and the shininess, the newness wears off a little bit. How long have you been here?
I've been here 16 years.
Do you remember day one?
Of course.
And you're all excited. It's like first day at school.
Oh, Rob, I look like a little baby.
Oh, shiny shoes.
Shiny shoes.
And you had a
fresh
lunchbox
cut.
With a sandwich in and an apple for Elvis.
Yep.
That's what it felt like this morning. So I did Good Day New York this morning, and then I was heading down to my office. And it's always lovely to stop in and see you.
Well, let's see. Where do we start?
Who's the gossip? What are we talking about? What about Adele turning up this weekend in a gay bar in New York City?
With Jennifer Lawrence, BFF. So two people that have kind of, you haven't heard much of them, so all of a sudden you're in a gay bar in New York. I think what's it called?
Pieces. I spoke to the drag queen that ran the bar. So Britta Filter. Pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
That is a good name. What would your drag name?
I'd be Sheila Blige.
Sheila Blige. I've always gone with Shalita Buffet.
Shalita Buffet. That's a good name for you.
Yes.
I love drag queens. And so I spoke to the drag queen who does a regular night there. And she wasn't tipped off they were coming, but when they walked in, she knew she'd hit the jackpot, the drag queen, and she told me that they were.
See, women can get away with it. Like, hey, let's go to the gay bar, because they feel like they can go to a gay bar and not be accosted by straight men.
Right.
Because they're
accosted in a good way, though.
In a good way.
Yeah, it's a fun night out.
So, like, Rob, what would be the equivalent for you? So you and the guys are like, let's go out and not feel like we're being oogled by...
We have to go to, like, a gay box. Nobody cares about me. No one go to my apartment, and nobody cares about me there.
Well, what's going on in your apartment? Why are you, why are you breaking everything down? You know, if you follow the story on Instagram, Rob literally saw a little hole in the wall.
Tiny.
And then next thing I know, the entire apartment looks like it's Beirut. Bare bones.
It's like,
where I'm looking at wood and scaffolding.
It's great. I've had a tiny...
Are you that type of person where it's like you see the slightest little thing?
No, I didn't care about it. I saw this tiny little crack and I was... that sounds terrible. I saw a tiny little crack. In the wall. And I was like, oh. And so I called like the super for the building. And I was like, oh, should I? And I was like, can we just like plaster that up a bit? Or should I just hang a picture over it? I didn't care.
Right.
Then the picture fell off the wall because the tiny little crack was caused by a leaky steam pipe. So the whole wall was so wet that it felt like it was falling down. So the wall was falling down. So
I
had to fix the steam pipe. And then I had to wait 3 weeks for the room to dry out because the wall was so wet they couldn't replaster it. And then they replastered it and then they repainted it. So it's just a whole to-do just because of this little crack, which is probably what always gets me in trouble, the story.
Well,
back to Adele. So they were going to Adele. There's this bar. If you're ever in New York City and you want to go to a fun bar, Alan Cumming, you know him from The Good Wife,
right?
A Broadway
actor, Broadway star.
He has this bar called Club Cummings in the East Village. It's a really cool bar.
Play off of his name.
Yes, and it's not a gay bar. Like, you know, it's just sort of bar where anything goes. It's a really fun place. Alan's often behind the bar serving drinks. I was there one night. Paul McCartney walked in with Emma Stone and sang.
That's a weird
and
combo.
Sang The Little Mermaid. It was the crazy. And then so last night, or a couple of nights ago, Adele was going to Club Cummings with Jennifer.
Right.
And before they went to Club Cummings, they stopped at this little drag bar on Christopher Street and they played a game. It's almost like musical chairs, but with liquor. So when the music stops, you instead of sitting on a chair, you have to do a shot.
Take a drink.
And so the girls had so much fun that they tell me, the Britta Filter tells me they were dropping $50 tips. So they didn't have tens or fives, or me and you have ones.
Yeah.
They had $50 and they left huge tips. The guys loved it.
You worked with a lot of celebrities, Rob. Now, in the days of carrying cash, would a celebrity of the likes of Jennifer Lopez and Paris Hilton have anything less than What would you say, 50?
They didn't carry cash. I never ever saw Jennifer or Paris or Bon Jovi or even Diddy. I never saw them pay. I'm not saying they didn't pay. They'd put it on a credit card. But
you would think Bon Jovi would put it in his jeans because he wears tight jeans, and a big wallet.
Or in his hair. It's a lot of hair. I think there was always credit cards, but I think if you're going to go to a bar on Christopher Street, they had a ton of
cash.
Yeah, you need cash. And they looked like they had a great night. And then also, too, the drag queen, Britta Filter, told me, I love that name, told me that Adele had so much fun, she asked her if she would host her birthday party. So Adele has a birthday coming up, and Britta Filter is going to be the singer performer.
So the audio is her going, so who are you? And she's like, oh, well, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
I'm Adele. What do you do?
Yeah.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
That's so great. Not like, I'm a singer.
Bitch. What would you do? Like, if you went into the drag bar, we should go in one night. They'd love you there. It's a really fun place. It's not a place to be scared of.
No, I know that, yeah.
It's not a sexual place.
But that's the problem. That's where a lot of people assume. And once you assume things, you kind of shut your mind off into being able to be open enough to go into a drag bar.
And have fun.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Really, really fun there. And so they were playing games. So
for God's sakes, that's how Bradley Cooper found Lady Gaga.
Yes, that's exactly right in a drag bar. There's a lot of things you find in a drag bar. And so you go in, you have some drinks. I think Jennifer, too, was upset that they were doing shots and she wanted a beer. So she asked for
a beer girl,
which I loved. And the girls had so much fun, but they get up on stage and they ask everybody their name. So what's your name? Garrett.
Yeah, right.
And if I said, what do you do for a living? What would you say?
I would say...
You work for Z100?
No, this is where I go... Construction. I go construction.
Why?
And just because it's like when you say radio, because when you say actor or singer, it's kind of actor or singer. Radio is kind of one of those like, oh, what do you do on the
talk radio? Or you're behind the scenes, you press the... Right,
but
right.
What do you do? So I did this once, Rob. And it was the worst decision, and I will never use construction ever again. Because I thought construction was vague, no problem.
Did they have a crack in their wall?
Oh, well, no, I was dealing with a crack dealer. So I'm waiting for the train to go into a concert at Madison Square Garden from New Jersey. So I'm sitting on the platform with my wife at the time.
At the time made me a little scared.
No. My wife was there, and I believe she was pregnant. So at the time, that's what I meant to say. So the guy... just randomly comes up and says, hey, what do you do? And at that point, I had that feeling where I didn't want to go, I work in radio.
Right.
So I go, construction.
That's the end of that. Should be.
He goes, oh, I do construction too.
Oh, no.
I go, shit.
I don't want to talk.
And he goes, what do you do? I go, well, I'm more of like a manager. And he goes, oh, okay, you know, I got plenty of managers over the, I've dealt with my managers from time to time. And I go, you got to work your way up there. And I start bullshitting because just to try to get out of it and be like, yeah, you know, Dave. So you're coming home from work? He goes, no, I'm just coming home from babysitting my sister's kids. And he's carrying a 40. So I go, oh, you're right? He goes, I just drink from time to time. He goes, hey, you want to see some scars? And I go, what?
No,
he
no.
lifts up his, he lift, oh. Rob Shooter. We're on the platform of New Jersey Transit, lifts up his shirt and goes, see this scar? I go, yeah. He goes, it's from being shanked in jail.
Oh, God, thank you very much, Emirat.
Well, we can't. We got to wait
train.
For the train.
I get on
the
different
train. The train wasn't even there.
Any train. I'm on it.
Yes. I contemplate start walking the tracks?
Yeah, get on the train, honey.
So he goes. He walks up to me and goes, you blood or you crypt?
Oh, my God.
And I go.
No, I'm Elvis Duran.
I go. No. I go, gang life, not for me.
Not
got plenty of friends
me.
That fell into it. Not for me. You know, I need to, being a manager on the job site, I kind of have to have a clean slate. And he goes, all right, no problem. And then, to top it off, out of everything we just talked about on the train, he goes, who'd you vote for this year?
Oh, God. That could kill you. The Bloods and the Crips, you'll be fine. But if you have to say Hillary or Trump, that's the end of everything. People go nuts over
that. When people ask that question, I try to go as vague of a job as possible sometimes.
Yeah, I loved Adele. So she was like stay-at-home mom. And then they went to Club Cummings. Had a great... I love these two. They're real friends. And I like the fact, too, that they're so confident in who they are.
Well,
they didn't have publicists or managers or agents. The two of them just went out for a fun night.
They've gone out before with
Emma
Stone, too. And we raised the question. So let's start with just those two. Those two going out for drinks on a Friday night. Who do you think pays... for the bill?
Oh, I got the answer. I asked Britta Filter. That's the drag queen. I love how I talk like she's my friend now.
Well, she's a source.
Jennifer paid.
Wow.
Jennifer. And not because I think it was her right to do. She just reached for it first. Like when I'm out with my fancy friends, it's who
you go a little slower?
Yeah, I go very slow.
It's stuck. Why is my wallet stuck?
Yeah, no, I'm quite generous about it. I think Jennifer paid.
That's interesting.
And I think, too, what they didn't say is at Club Cummings, I think it's all on the house and they just leave a big tip.
Well, at Club Cummings, but for pieces where they were.
They didn't have to pay for drinks, though. I think they're so excited that two big stars like that turn up.
Of course.
The bartender runs over. I've been out with Elvis where he gets free drinks, too, sometimes. He always leaves a really, really big tip. I also, if I was out with Diddy, he would get free. They'd send over, a free bottle or something. And then I hope it's Ciroc. And then he would leave a big tip, or some assistant would leave a tip, or something or another. But I don't know if they actually paid like you and me would pay.
Well,
who would pay out of you and me? I would.
You would.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I would be the. Hold on one second.
My construction pants are too tight.
Yeah, I can't get the wallet out. Oh my! I don't carry cash on me. I'm on the job all the time.
So Adele and Jennifer, we love you. Welcome to New York.
All right. So as we know, a few weeks ago, everybody was up in arms that Friends was coming off of Netflix, and Netflix said no, you get it for another couple weeks to a year, paid a buttload of money. But now the rumors are that once Friends finally comes off of Netflix, the Friends people will make a butt ton of money.
You're gonna make a butt
on another home, another platform, probably somewhere in the realm of tens of millions of dollars, because they all own 2% of the show.
Yeah, people don't realize these shows that are not on TV anymore in primetime, they never die. So Sarah Jessica and the girls from Sex and the City,
they're set for life.
Every time they go to their mailbox, there's a check in it. And this is one of the reasons at the moment that the cast, particularly John Stamos, is so angry with Lori Loughlin. They make money every time Full House airs, anywhere in the world. Now, with this scandal, could it air less? Probably.
The college scandal.
Desperate Housewives air less because of Felicity Huffman? Possibly. It's a very different scandal. But The Cosby Show doesn't air at all anymore, probably rightfully so.
And people are going to work at Trader Joe's.
Exactly. But all those actors, not just the stars, but the people in the background, anyone that has a line, they get a check from that. And so with Friends, it's the opposite. They're going to make even more money because now there's some sort of deal. It's wild. Like, Jennifer never ever has to work again. Joey, none of them ever has to work again.
See, that's what I say, though. If you and I win the Mega Millions or Powerball in a few nights for almost $1 billion, I think eventually we would get bored.
Yeah, I think so. The difference is when you hand somebody a winnings from a lottery, it's very different from working on a show for 10 years.
Right.
Like, they put in the work. Like, that body of work is there.
But even so, you're 10 years removed from Friends.
Right.
And you've kind of done one-offs here and there and jobs. You don't have that consistency of doing stuff aside from going on vacation. Vacation is your main job.
Right.
So you would think you would get a little bored.
I think so. Or you find, projects that really appeal to you, Lisa Kudrow did The Comeback on HBO, which was not that successful, but something she really believed in. I think, it'd be lovely. I mean, can you imagine? Work, me and you work, and we get paid for it, and then that's the end of that.
Right.
Can you imagine doing a day's work 20 years ago and still
getting paid
in a check? It's like crazy.
And most likely you're just like everyone else that wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, gotta go to work.
Right. It's just the money they make. You know, people were so angry when Roseanne said what she said, not only because of what she said was so vile, but the cast was terrified that we'll never see the Roseanne show ever again.
But that cast did just sign season
two.
They do
of the Conners. But what isn't airing is the original Roseanne.
Right.
So those, you know, they have 5,000 episodes. She was on TV for 7 years, and those would air forever. You know what? I'd be so angry if me and you made a hit show, and then you did something stupid, and
Why would I be the one doing something stupid?
You're with the crackhead on a train station show.
I was waiting to take New Jersey public transportation, not an Uber, not a private car, public transportation. I'm a man of the people, Rob Shooter.
If you blew Cagney and Lacey, straight and gay cop show, I would be so mad.
I have to get you an Uber XL just for yourself.
Can you imagine? Get in a check. You get used to the check. Because once it comes two months, what are you used to getting and goes away? Like, when you go to a job and you're used to always getting the same parking spot every day, if it's not there, you're furious.
Even if you have to go a few back.
Furious. Or if I get the same bagel every morning and the store closes down, I'm furious.
Right.
Can you imagine that check comes every... I know somebody who worked on Sex and the City, not as an actor, but as a producer. And her name's Jane. Jane still gets a check. She said it's like, she thinks she committed a crime.
Right.
She said it's like you go to the
mailbox.
Like
free money,
to check in your mail, and you forgot you ever worked on the show. It's 10 years ago. And you open up your mailbox, you're like, oh. And you just go to the bank, and you're like, whoa.
But it's so crazy. But it comes down to the deals. You have to be smart enough to realize the deal that you're making.
Right.
Like, I believe it was Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, where he says, hey, listen. Don't give me a bunch of money up front.
I'll take it back end.
I don't. Just give me all the money that the movie makes after it's done, meaning the back end. And that gave him more than they would have paid him up front.
It's craziness.
But they took the gamble going, right. How much
would
money
you,
could
I don't
it
take
be?
The gamble. I don't believe in myself enough. Like, I'm always so grateful to have the
I
job.
I guess it's a chance you've got
like,
to take.
$50 an hour, I'll take it. Like, I was like, all done.
But even so, on the music front, though, you got Ariana Grande, her new song samples... Sound of Music. And apparently she gave 90%.
Well, they told her. So she wrote the song to their melody.
Right.
And then she went to the Rodgers and Hammerstein estate.
90%.
And said, can I use this? And they were like, They said, you know, no negotiable.
I'm curious about.
It's they've made $2 million in 8 weeks. Rodgers and Hammerstein. They're dead. They have their estate.
Their estate,
They've made $2 million.
Family.
I met a guy, Sheldon Harnick, once. A really great guy who wrote Fiddler on the Roof.
No, I don't know.
We're a rich man.
Gwen Stefani?
Yeah. And he said when Gwen came to him, or his publishing company, to sample that, they were like, it's non-negotiable. We're taking not 90%, but it was massive. And Gwen was like, okay.
But even so you got to think 90% of that... or a 95 or whatever, you still get 5% based off of being the biggest song in the world over the last 2 months.
And she gets her performance salary, which is separate. So an artist like Ariana will make a song. If she wrote the song, she makes a songwriting cut. That went to Rodgers and Hammerstein. But she will make a performance, her artist cut. So she's making a couple of million dollars.
So you're married to a famous songwriter. Has that ever happened in your situation that you're aware of?
In Britain, somebody used, he wrote Copacabana with Barry Manilow. Somebody used Copacabana on a commercial, and it was just, it's money that falls from the sky because you just get a call who's like, you know, American Airlines want to use Copacabana in Britain, and you name the price.
Have you seen the ridiculous request to sample some of the, popular
Kylie
songs?
Kylie Minogue sampled Copa in one of her songs, and Kylie's not a big star in America, but around the world, she's pretty big. And it's just,
but I'm talking like a two-bit rapper wanting to sample.
No.
Okay.
No. But it could happen because the longer these songs stay alive, the more sort of evergreen they become. Like, whoever thought a song from Annie, It's a Hard Knock Life for Us, would be in a Jay-Z song?
No.
Like, the kitschier and the more famous, like, Copa's kind of like a standard now. People know that song. And so it's amazing that Bruce still gets royalties from a song from 40 years ago.
And
when he dies in his will, he can leave it for 70 years.
Oh, 70 years. Wow. 70,
after death.
That's what I was going to ask.
It's life plus 70 years.
Wow.
70, right? So it's going to outlive me. So after Bruce dies, if I outlive Bruce, I will get 70 years of that show. So I will be able to give it to my children or my
family.
Family. You might get
it.
Tell your little kids to be nicer to Uncle Robert. Maybe live in the Copacabana royalties.
Well, maybe if you took the train out to the house sometimes.
I'm not coming.
Because
not
we can't
after what
afford
happens
the Uber.
On that train. That train sounds very suspicious.
All right. Well, you were talking about Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
The other big scandal over the weekend, too, was Dr. Dre. So Dr. Dre was boasting big time because his daughter got into one USC. The school that is at the front of this college scandal. And what Dr. Dre didn't realize... he forgot about Dre for a second. That's the name of a song, by the way. Him and Jimmy Iovine, back when they created Beats for the first time, got a big, big paycheck.
$3 billion.
Yeah. And they took $70 million of that...
Nothing.
...to make a building and named it after Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre.
And where was the building?
On the campus of USC.
So, he congratulated his daughter for getting in on her own merit.
Now, in all fairness to her, she was only 9-10 years old when it happened. So, it wasn't like she was fully aware that... There was a building on campus named.
Right, but the building opens this year. So it hasn't opened yet. They broke ground with it a couple of years ago. But for Dad, everything was so great. Nobody was bothering me. Now everybody's looking at me, your kid. Like, really? So
well, in all fairness,
it is.
Her grades probably could have been
great. But your dad gave $70 million.
You're right.
And if your dad had just shut up and not said anything, nobody would have probably brought this up. This would have been fine. But the tweet's been removed, so he deleted the post.
He removed it, but even so, let's just say he did a congratulatory, hey, my baby got into USC.
If I'd give $70 million to a university in this moment, with what's going on now, I wouldn't have said. It's like saying, my kid got into a Harvey Weinstein movie. Stop, don't. This is not the moment.
What do you have on your mouth?
Yeah, not, no, this is not the moment. Like, sometimes just things are good, shut up.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, you can't win.
You can't win.
It was one of those, I shouldn't have tweeted it, but I did anyway. And I think it was one of those, he's putting his foot right in his mouth.
70 million. Can you imagine giving up? And forgetting you gave it away.
He probably wished he had those sneakers at that time and that those speakers he created to get all that money.
70 million.
You know what happened as you and I were on hiatus? J-Lo got engaged.
Muzzle tough.
Right?
I know. I love her.
So you have been, were you a part of the Mark Anthony wedding?
Yes, I was working with her at Mark Anthony. So I was with Jennifer when she left Ben. So she was engaged to Ben. She broke up with Ben. I remember putting out a statement saying it was over. And then very, very quickly in months, she was married to Mark. And she didn't
tell
me.
So you put out two statements in a matter of months.
She's
of
heartbroken.
Saying,
leave her alone. Respect her privacy.
Hey, everybody, then, congratulations.
She's married. She didn't tell me she was getting married to Mark. I found out by a reporter from Us Weekly called me and said she was living at the house where Ellen used to live, and it's quite open. And they were like, there's a big tent going up in her garden. I was like, oh, maybe she's having a party. I remember I called
didn't order
over.
A tent.
I was like, tent? And they were like, she getting married? And I was like, oh. And so then you put out, yeah, she's married. I like her. She loves love, Jennifer does, and she's a cool girl.
Right.
And I'm really, really excited for her. I think they're a great pair. You know, this cheating stuff makes me very nervous. The texts that are allegedly him makes me a bit nervous.
What, the Jose Canseco stuff?
Yeah, but there's other stuff too. There was a girl in the past that said that they've had dirty texts with him. All makes me a bit nervous. What I know is that she doesn't care about that stuff. I don't care about that stuff, but she doesn't care about this incident. She loves him. I wish her the best. And she also too, when I knew her, it was what, 8-9 years ago.
Right.
And she was still so driven with her career. She seems to have like settled down now and become more relaxed, and she has more of a sense. I saw her
more relaxed. She's going out on a world tour.
He's going with her.
Of course
but
he is.
But she's not as thirsty as she was. Like, it used to be all about the career.
So
like,
it's
everything.
Funny. I was supposed to, I'm doing an event on Wednesday with some of his former coworkers.
Oh.
And he was supposed to be there. This was pre-engagement. And then once the engagement happened, he magically
poof,
off the list, right. And isn't available anymore.
Right.
So I don't, like, do you think he goes up, he feels that he goes up another level in stature?
It's really interesting. I'm working on this story. It'll be on Naughty Gossip today or tomorrow.
Okay.
I spoke to a lady who trained A-Rod, a media trainer, a big media trainer in New York City.
She deserves a hell of a lot of money because I've said it before, and since I'm not with him on Wednesday, I could say it again. He has fooled the world.
Yes. He doesn't have the biggest personality, so ABC hired him 2 years ago or so to become their new, really, Michael Strahan is what they were
right.
aiming for. And so they hired him. He's a good-looking guy, and he just started dating J-Lo, and Amy trained him. So she went to his apartment, and it's such a fancy apartment. They have, like, conference rooms that you can rent out on the
right.
second floor. And she went to the conference room. He was an hour late, thank you very much. And then she media trained him, and he just started to date Jennifer. And Amy says, normally when you media train a Hoda or a Cafe, some Brian, a big TV personality, they have questions about, like, you know, what should I do with my hands, or should I look into the camera, or am I being nice enough, am I smiling enough? She said he had one question. He said, I've just started to date Jennifer Lopez, and my baseball friends tell me it's not a good look. What do you think? Amy replied, they're crazy. It's fantastic.
Well, of course.
This will make you a superstar, of which he already, and he's like, oh.
So we know who to blame now for this.
Yeah, so Amy's taking all the credit for this wedding. But it is interesting. Initially, the baseball players didn't think it was a good idea.
Of course, because they realized that it's like, at the end of the day, if you put J-Lo versus anyone, J-Lo's probably ever going to win. Like if you go J-Lo, Rob Schroeder, J-Lo wins. J-Lo, Garrett, well, J-Lo.
What would you do though if your friends had said to you, you shouldn't marry your wife or you shouldn't date your wife?
It's hard.
Are they still friends now?
See,
what do you do then? Because you're on record, you said it.
Right. It's hard to think on that level. Now, on the average person level, if enough people tell you, then you start going, okay, maybe there's something there.
See, I have friends that when I first started...
If enough people tell you, not just one or two.
But can you be still friends with somebody who's like, don't date her or don't date him, and then you're like, I'm going to marry her?
No, because at the end of the day, those people are more coworkers than everyday friends.
I'm really careful. When people start to date somebody, even if I think they're a stinker, I'm always... nice. And I'm always, and I don't really give an opinion.
Right.
How do they make you feel? Do you feel good about this? I reflect what you say. So I'll say to you, how do you feel? So I hate it when friends say to me, like, oh, I just met this guy or a girl. What do you think? And I'll throw it right back and I'll be like, what do you think? Like, do you like them? And are you laughing?
Well, they're seeking approval.
Are you having great sex? Are you enjoying each other? Like, I'll ask those questions. I very rarely say, don't date that person, because once you say it, you're done.
So let's just say Allie comes up to you, my wife, and goes, Rob, what do you think of Garrett?
But I love you, so
But let's just act.
If I thought you were a bad guy.
Well, yeah, in general, like, so yeah, you would just...
I'd say, like, he's a great guy, and he's funny, and he has a huge penis.
So why wouldn't you just tell her then, if I was a bad guy, just say, no, he's a bad guy, you need to run away?
I would say to her, what do you think of him?
Right.
I would. I'm such a... was around it. I don't know.
Well, but that, and that's what
and
I think.
And I've done it too. I've said stuff before and I've lost friends. And ultimately...
Well, has that ever come up with J-Lo or Paris Hilton, where they're dating a guy and they go...
No, they're too confident.
Yeah. Like,
and also too...
Well, that's the other thing, I think. Very good point. You need to be confident.
You need to be confident. You need to make your decision.
Well, let's end on an older client of yours as well, too, trying to... come back on reality TV, Paris Hilton.
This is great. So I wrote the story. Paris Hilton is, she's not the biggest star in America anymore. Around the world, she's a big star. Dubai, India, Britain, Europe, she's a big star. She would love to be back in the Kim Kardashian category of stars here in America. She started as Kim's assistant. Kim started as Paris's assistant.
Do you think Paris is jealous of the success Kim has made.
Yes, I do. They say she's not, and when you talk
to her... You got to think about it. Yeah, she has to be.
Yeah, I think that everyone's jealous. I think Jennifer Aniston's jealous of Kim. Like, Kim has done financially. It's just awesome. Whether or not you like her or not, she's just made, like, her sister's a billionaire. Like,
right.
There's some jealousy of what Kim's accomplished. And so Paris's aunt is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and instead of launching her own show...
How many aunts does she have? Because...
She has a lot.
Oh, no. Kathy Lee Richards. No, Kathy Lee is
the
aunt
godmother
to the Kardashians. Okay, I'm getting
and
all
so
confused.
Paris, the Real Housewives are always looking for new people. They like famous people. Lisa Rinna, Denise Richards have joined the show. Paris Hilton's name has been floated, and I think she's interested in doing it. Her aunt's already on the show, Kyle Richards. And so I think Paris will do this. And it's a smart move, because... If Paris started a reality show in America, it probably wouldn't do very well, because
it would end up on Fox and get cancelled in 2 weeks.
Or like Lindsay Lohan. Yeah. Like, we'd watch one episode, we wouldn't care. But if she's an ensemble member, if she joins a team that we already like, it's a way for her to get back into our hearts. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's going to happen.
Interesting.
I think it's going to happen.
I'll see you in the coming weeks. Well, Rob Shooter, thank you very much,
good
as always.
You
can always follow along with Rob at naughtygossip.com. He's got his radio show. He's got his Instagram. And you can watch him tear apart his apartment every week, too, because that's what he does. Thank you for listening to iHeartRadio. All right, there we go. Rob Shooter, thank you. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it each and every week right here on iHeartRadio. Goodbye.